by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and also by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's spy agencies are waiting to hear if Congress will renew FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that allows the FBI and CIA to spy on the communications of foreign nationals without a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress this week why FISA is so important.
It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
The House expected to vote on reauthorization of FISA today. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says his boss, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, has been making calls to world leaders about the possibility of a retaliatory strike by Iran on Israel.
To make clear that escalation is not in anyone's interest and that countries should urge Iran not to escalate.
The interpreter for Dodgers star player Shohei Ohtani is expected to turn himself in today. He's accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. This is ABC News. Russia keeping up the attacks on Ukraine's power plants. A new strike taking out a large plant near Kyiv. Russia has turned its drones and missiles on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, forcing power cuts in some regions. New concerns about ongoing drug shortages across the country. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Doctors and pharmacists are sounding the alarm as a nationwide drug shortage hits a record high. Cancer treatments, diabetes, ADHD, and injectable drugs critical in life-saving operations are just some of the medications in low supply. Experts say there are several reasons as to why: supply and demand, manufacturing and raw material issues following the pandemic, and lack of incentive for big pharmaceutical companies to produce the generic drugs that have now become so cheap.
And an ATM is going to the dogs in Philly. ATD Bank locations has what it calls an automated treat machine. If a dog puts its paws on the mat, out pops a treat, no account needed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
An update on sports is next, sponsored by the Richland Hospital and Bindle Tire and Auto. Several games were rained out last night, including River Valley and Dodgeville, and Richland Center at Lancaster Baseball. Richland Valley did get a few games in. Seneca over DeSoto, 7-0, and Weston, 8-0 over North Crawford. Ithaca was a winner against Wazika Steuben, 14-2. In softball action yesterday, Prairie du Chien, 10, and Lancaster, 8. It was also Wazika Steuben over Ithaca, 11-1. River Valley won the soccer match with Richland Center, 8-0. The finale of the Reds and Brewers game, actually, that was canceled yesterday because of heavy rain in Cincinnati and will be made up as a part of a split doubleheader on August 30th. The Brewers open the weekend against the Orioles. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets 16, Atlanta 4, and Philadelphia 5-1 over Pittsburgh. Minnesota at Detroit was postponed. Kansas City with a 13-3 win against Houston. Oakland 1, Texas nothing. Baltimore 9-4 over Boston. From the NBA, Chicago 127, Detroit 105, New York 118, Boston 109. Utah beat Houston 124-121. Golden State 100, Portland 92, New Orleans 135, and Sacramento 123. From the ice, Florida 4-0 over Columbus. Buffalo 4, Washington 2, Philadelphia 4-1 over the Rangers. New Jersey 6, Toronto 5, Pittsburgh 6-5 over Detroit in overtime. Ottawa won a shootout over Tampa Bay 3-2. Islanders 3, Montreal 2 in overtime. Winnipeg 3, Dallas nothing. San Jose 3-1 over Seattle. And Los Angeles beat Calgary 4-1.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Today, a high in the upper 50s and partly cloudy and breezy conditions. Clear and chilly tonight. Could be down with some frost possibilities in low-lying areas. A low of around 34. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer. A high of 70. Saturday night, passing clouds and mild conditions with a low of 53. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm and 73 degrees. In Richland Center yesterday, a top temperature of 64. We also received 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, which is more than some areas and a lot less than other areas yesterday, and a real widespread, sporadic day for rain. We're up one for the overnight low. It is 48 at WRCO in Richland Center. Here's Chris Jansen.
Wine in town, and I don't know where the velvet rope unhooks for the uptown crowd. Don't know the name of the restaurant where the valet park you'll ride, but I know where to buy ice cold beer, where to tear up a Friday night, 'cause I got the keys to the country sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys. A little honey hole to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. I got the inside track, I can take you back to a fresh cut bottomland field. And there's a little bit of water still standing in the corner, you can feel like spinning these wheels. And there's a crack in the roof for the moonshine stew if you wanna hide out in the barn. Set up shop and let the tailgate drop. Have our own little flatbed bar, baby. I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake. A little honey hole to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the
Johnson's Lake. A little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go. Cause I got the keys to the country.
Chris Jansen and the Keys to the Country on WRCO. 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, as we prepare for a big weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Lots of things going on. We'll be telling you about that in the coming hours here this morning. Community conversation on the morning show a little bit later on, and talking about some special things with the Wisconsin State Riverway Board. And one of their first big events of the year going on Saturday. So a little bit on that later on today. The Brewers open a weekend series against the Baltimore Orioles. And word is they could be facing their old friend, Corbin Burnes, who's now with the Orioles. So that could happen on Sunday. Now the way it's lining up. We'll have more details when we check sports throughout the morning. Coming up, Tom Mueller. We'll be talking about what's going on over on the hill in Dodgeville. Here's Rascal Flatts.
Feel like a candle in a hurricane, just like a picture with a broken frame, alone and helpless, like you've lost your fight, but you'll be all right. You'll be all right. 'Cause when push comes to shove, you taste what you're made of. You might bend till you break, 'cause it's all you can take. On your knees you look up, decide you've had enough. You get mad, you get strong, wipe your hair, shake it off, then you stand.
Miller from Miller Implement is our guest at WRCO. Tom, I was outside covering some baseball this week, and I've seen a few lawnmowers emerging.
You bet. In fact, a couple of our neighbors are mowing already, and it's time. We're going to have some nice warm weather here come Sunday and Monday, and guess what? Your grass is going to grow faster than you're ready for it. So key here, though, is if you're in need of service, get it in right away, because service shops are filling up all over the country, and there is a lack of service out there for a lot of shops have closed. So pre-warning everybody that you're going to be surprised that you can't find a place to fix. Here at Miller Rittman, we have a fantastic shop, so you want to stop down and get things going. We can get it done for you. But here's the deal. We've got some programs going on right now with the Aaron's products, and that's all of our Aaron's products. We have 5% off as a rebate straight through, and then you have 0% interest for 36 months. If you don't want the 36 months, we take another 2.5% off. So that means you can get up to 7.5% off on the Aaron's products, all of the Aaron's products. On our ZTXs and XLs, we have $150 cash off. And then basically, we also give you that 2.5% off or the 0 for 36. So you got choices on that as well. And we are running a special on the Stealth 52, which is the black, we call it the varmint or whatever you want to call it. It's the Harley, the one you've always wanted to run with the boys with. Yeah. That one's $500 off of the normal price. We have, the 0% for 36 months. Or 2.5% more off. So a lot of discounts going on in our world, and we are doing everything we can to create the excitement to get something into your hands. But, you know, Husky is also in our line, and the Husky tractors are $300 to $400 off. They have 1.99 for 36 months, and the zero turn start at $500 off, and that's an unbelievable program, well worth your time to stop in. And all the handheld products vary from series to series to series. We have independent rebates on different models, and they will change on a regular two-week basis. So the company chooses a bunch of units that they're going to discount, and then they give us a holler, and we discount them so that you can save a lot of money. So no matter what's happening, Miller Rittman's got something going all the time, and we really want you to stop down and visit us. And the key coming here, of course, is, well, you know what they say, Phil, come. So it's easy to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, they're remodeling, so I think they're going to stay in business for another year. They're great neighbors. Nice to have them here. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 every day, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll see our specials. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, you'll see our used. And by the way, we have a lot of great used models. We've been trading them in left and right. But, you know, it's cool if you stop by. Give us a holler at 935-2751. Phil, I don't know what to tell you, but spring's here.
I think it is, too. I can raise my ear flaps and be confident now, it sounds like.
Yeah. How long are you going to wear that hat?
Well, I don't know. Quite a while yet. I don't want to sunburn my ears, but it's getting there.
Yeah, I'm sure you look really cool with your winter cap on all summer.
You still have those ATVs, UTVs, do you?
Yes, we do. We have the UTV line, the Landmaster. They're made in Indiana, and they're a fantastic product line. Well worth your time to stop in. We're basically priced at what I would call medium price range. We're in that $10,000 to $20,000 range. And if you want to see a lot of great products, stop in and take a ride, because here's the other thing. We have ride and drive here every day at Mueller Rittman. So if you're thinking about a lawnmower or a UTV or anything, stop down and visit us. Have a chance to run and drive one. Get a feel for things. Understand who we're about. And understand that we sell everything with service behind it. So when I sell you a lawnmower, we guarantee a loaner. When we sell you a product and you don't have a way to get it home, we give you a trailer to use. So there's a lot of little extras you get here at Mueller Rittman, and we guarantee a loaner for life. That's so important on zero turns. So keep us in mind, step down, and get the discounts, because nobody else is doing what we're doing.
Excellent. Good to talk to you, Tom. As always, have an awesome weekend.
I will, and you just take care of that hat of yours.
I will do that. Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement on WRCO for our report.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
I'm tired of walking holes in my shoes. And acting like I got nothing to lose. With dust in my pockets, I can't even afford a wallet to hold this here picture of you. Well, I'm shadow between the street lights, hiding with lost souls in plain sight. Well, if I had $2 to hold, would it feel like a pot of gold? Ease my mind just for tonight. Well, maybe I'll never leave this place. I'll bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right words to say. Well, I walk in holes another day. This time, baby, they move that fast. Well, I've watched concrete turn into grass. And I used to be a dreamer way before I lost her. Now I watch my dreams walk on past. Maybe I'll never leave this place. I bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right words to say. Well, I'll walk in holes another day.
Wyatt Flores on WRCO Radio. Thank you for joining us today here, wherever you have going on. Your place. This is Jody Miller.
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but till then I'm queen of the house. No time to fix my hair, need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I got Bridge Club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys and gets tied. But when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the iceman, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. And when I've got the time to spare, I sit and wish that I had picked a rich millionaire. Six, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. But Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. But Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's a day.
There's always somebody who has more problems and more to do. Jody Miller and the Queen of the House. We'll have news, weather, and sports coming up next.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs for your full-service sign company. Coming up, notes on today in news and weather and sports. Yesterday, it was a rainy day. We received 54 one-hundredths here at the studios. This morning, 2 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, a little light rain at times early, and it's 47 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A man and a young teenage girl died following a chase and overnight standoff south of Madison Wednesday night. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said 37-year-old Alexander C. Grunke of Middleton died from an apparent suicide. A 13-year-old girl accompanying Grunke is also dead. Grunke is identified by the Dubuque County Sheriff's Office as a person of interest in the death of 32-year-old Tanya Poppy at a home in Iowa. The 13-year-old and a 5-month-old baby who had been staying with her were gone. Barrett said Grunke and the girl dropped that baby off at a home in Dane County. Deputies responding to that residence spotted the vehicle, which led to the pursuit. A tire deflation device ended the chase. The girl was found unresponsive after running into a wooded area and later died despite life-saving efforts. Grunke fired several shots into a town of Albion home and barricaded himself inside. Deputies were able to get the family out safely before eventually finding Grunke dead in the basement. Barrett said his office is still processing multiple scenes in the investigation. There will be an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced she'll step down at the end of her term. That means the seat held by the liberal justice will be up for grabs next April after liberals won by a 4-3 majority on the court 1 year ago. The 73-year-old Bradley, a Richland Center native, is the court's longest-serving justice, elected to her first 10-year term in 1995 after 10 years as a Marathon County Court judge. In her statement, she said, "It's time to bring fresh perspectives to the court." More on the Elijah Vu search from Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert. Meinert said the focus remains on Two Rivers and Manitowoc County. Meinert said that while he continues to hope that Elijah will be brought home safe, this is a 3-year-old missing for 50 days in inclement weather. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, who reported missing February 20th, are both charged with child neglect. The total reward for information regarding the recovery of Elijah is now at $40,000. The next coordinated search is scheduled for Saturday morning. Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission has rejected a petition seeking to force a recall election of the state's top elected Republican, who has drawn the ire of former President Donald Trump. Trump backers, angry with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, launched the recall effort. They cited his refusal to decertify President Joe Biden's narrow win in the state in 2020. The Elections Commission voted 5-0 to reject the recall effort Thursday. Commissioners said it was clear that not enough signatures required under state law to trigger a recall election had been collected. Recall organizers have launched a second petition drive seeking a recall. The most recent drought monitor shows slight improvements overall in the state, particularly in northwestern and east central Wisconsin. Southern La Crosse County and areas generally south of I-90 are still in a moderate drought, with severe drought centered around the lower Driftless area. North of I-90 is still considered abnormally dry. Richland County is still in the moderate to drought condition. Overall, only a quarter of the state is considered in drought, down from about 80% 6 months ago. A building that is over 100 years old is in the process of being demolished. Viroqua's former city hall is being taken down to provide better sight lines for drivers at the intersection where every major highway that comes through Viroqua meets U.S. Highways 14 and 61 and State Highways 27, 82, and 56. The 107-year-old building was originally a bank before becoming city hall. Viroqua built a new city hall a couple of years ago next door. There are no current plans to develop the space where the building is being removed. There will be a recount for the Richland County Board Supervisor seat in District 8. The Richland County Board of Canvassers met this week at the Richland County Courthouse for the purpose of canvassing the April 2nd spring election results. In the contested race for District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and challenger Cheryl Dahl, it was confirmed that Manning received 90 votes while Dahl received 89. Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish announced that Cheryl Dahl has submitted the proper paperwork for a recount. The recount will be held this morning at 9 in the county boardroom located on the third floor of the Richland County Courthouse. And the Black Hawk chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution hosted 8 area schools' senior good citizens at a tea on Wednesday. This year's good citizens were Bronwyn Halverson from Highland High School, Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca High School, Gracie Nemec from Lafarge, Jaden Ballard from Iowa Grant High School, Haley Gander from Kickapoo High School, Olivia Sturdivant from Riverdale, and Gracie Syme of Seneca, Cohen Redman from Waseca Steuben High School. Each received a DAR Good Citizen pin, wallet card, and scholarship award. The essay winner for this year was also announced. Olivia Sturdivant of Riverdale was the winner. Her winning essay has been forwarded to the State Good Citizen Award Contest.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 58. Northwest winds could be between 12 and 24. Clear and chilly with a bit of frost possible tonight, a low of 34. Mostly sunny and warmer Saturday and a high of 70. And Sunday, 73 with sunshine at times. Southwest winds right now around 3 miles per hour. We have received 2/100ths of an inch of rain. A lot more rain reported in some areas of our listening area yesterday, but we picked up 54/100ths here at the studios, and on Thursday we had a high temperature of 64 degrees. This morning we've been as warm as 49 and as low as the current reading. Right now it is 47 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A few games were played yesterday. The Brewers did not play. They'll open the weekend series against Baltimore, and we'll have more details coming up. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on activewear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to activewear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Several games were rained out on Thursday here in the area. The high school baseball game that we were intending to broadcast, River Valley and Dodgeville, nearly got started. Both teams warmed up and had their infield sessions in a steady light rain last night in Dodgeville. By 5 o'clock, umpires and coaches both agreed the field was past safe playing conditions and the game was postponed. River Valley, now 2-2, will play at Columbus for a non-conference game today. Dodgeville has a game at Evansville. Richland Center also had a similar experience. They were at Lancaster before a heavy rain there forced cancellation. The Hornets will host River Valley on Tuesday of next week. A few games in pockets were able to be played. The Ridge and Valley had pretty good success yesterday at getting games in. Ithaca was a winner against Waseca Steuben, 14-2 in Waseca yesterday. It was Matt Kepler with a couple of hits and Mac Neef with a couple of hits. 3 RBIs for Kepler, 2 for Neef, 3 RBIs for Sammy Clary, backing up the pitching of Micah Salisbury and Wes Nelson, and the Bulldogs logged victory. Garrett Jennings got the win for Weston yesterday, allowing no runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts, and Isaac Jennings came on in relief as Weston defeated North Crawford. Final score was 8-0. Colton Newman was 3-for-4 with a couple of singles and a double and 3 RBIs as well. Garrett Jennings 3-for-5 with 2 singles and a couple of RBIs. Trevor Westfall 2-for-4 with 2 singles and an RBI as well. Yesterday, Seneca was winner over DeSoto. That final score was 7-0. Bangor edged Royal 4-3. Softball action was Waseca Steuben 11-1 over Ithaca. Bangor 11, Royal 8, Prairie du Chien 10-8 over Lancaster, and Baraboo a 9-8 winner over Portage. The Richland Center girls soccer team lost to River Valley yesterday. An aggressive Blackhawks team picked up an 8-0 victory in the rain yesterday in Spring Green. Games going on today. Riverdale will be taking on Fenimore in varsity baseball action. Getting underway at 4:30. We'll be at Ithaca. The Bulldogs will host Riverdale in area non-conference softball today. That pregame time around 4:50 on the radio. Weston is back into action in baseball today, hosting New Lisbon. And Kickapoo will be taking on Seneca as well in area action. The Richland Center and River Valley softball teams will be in action today. Hornets varsity taking on River Valley. That's going on today at Richland Center High School, among the notable area matchups. The Brewers rained out for the second time in this early season when Thursday's contest at Cincinnati was postponed. It will be made up April 30th as a split doubleheader. Milwaukee had a game against the Mets postponed in what was supposed to be the 2024 season opener for both teams. Also in baseball yesterday, it was the Mets 16-4 over Atlanta, Philadelphia 5-1 over Pittsburgh. Kansas City beat Houston 13-3, Oakland 1-0 over Texas, Baltimore 9, Boston 4, Minnesota at Detroit. That one was rained out as well. Defensive end Montez Sweat is putting Packer Nation on notice. He says he and his Bears won't be losing to Green Bay anymore. Sweat made the comment during an interview on the Green Light podcast. He acknowledges the rivalry between the teams and told host Chris Long, "I'm not losing to Green Bay this year. That would be a big change. The Packers have won 10 straight, 17 of the last 20, and 22 of 26. Chicago needs a quarterback before kicking this off. Most experts expect that will be rookie Caleb Williams." I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
We'll be right back. song about trains. Picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. The big game without me having you here to complain. How am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day. Nothing to do but fish all day long. A pocket full of 3-day weekend money ain't a heartbreak cloud in a forecast, honey. I hate to see it go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. No doubt. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Ryla Green on WRCO. Good morning. 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. There were really varying amounts of rain yesterday. And as we mentioned, we had just over a half inch here at the studios. But other areas, I'm told some of our friends in the Excelsior area and beyond got really a cloudburst there. There were other areas where, as I mentioned in sports, they just played the game. There was not much rain, if any. So very widespread yesterday, as sometimes these spring and summer showers are. It's always mind-boggling how somebody just up the road will get an inch of rain, and I'll be in Sexonville with dust on the vibe, you know? Just kind of the way it happens sometimes. And it's all timely rain, certainly, as we start to get those little seeds in the ground and whatnot. We're at 58 degrees with a little bit of sunshine right now, and 48, up one from the overnight low temperature.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $3.40 to $5, beef calves up to $8, and pork quality calves $2 to $3 by the pound. Slaughter cows range from 99 to 135, three cows in the upper 80s. Fleshy heifers range from 132.50 to 150, bulls 124 to 145. Again, we had an active market at last week's feeder sale. The 3 to 350-pound beef calves sold from 290 to 335, 5 to 600-pound beef steers 255 to 290, with the heifers 250 to 267.50. Heavier beef steers sold from 240 to 272.5, and heifers 225 to 267.5. We had 22,525 to 575-pound Holstein steers, and they sold an average of 241.50. Bulls, singles, odd cattle are lower. All classes of cattle are bringing a lot of dollars at this year's market prices. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, April 19th. Now is a good time to call to get your cattle consigned for that sale. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for one of us to come out to your farm, give you an idea what your packages of cattle can bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club Consignment Auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Among the things to celebrate today, other than another day of living and a beautiful day and a great spring forecast, it is Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Mmm! Combination of the bread and the cheese, maybe a little butter in there, and good stuff. First of all, it first started in early part of the 19th century in Illinois. In honor of that and in celebration today, we'll be playing some grilled cheese sandwich trivia next hour, and you can enjoy some prizes from Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin right here on the radio. Yes. Right now, Alan Jackson on WRCO Radio with some great 90s country.
Cowboys don't cry. And heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again. And love is a sweet dream that always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movie, I'd never be blue. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. And darling, it's sad, but the one thing I've learned from you is how the boys don't always get the girl here in the real world. I gave you my love, that wasn't enough to hold your heart
when times got rough. And tonight on that silver screen, it'll end like it should. Two lovers will make it through, like I hope we would. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall.